We've spoken many times that if you want to understand the nature, the mahus, the core essence of any person, of anything, first place one goes to look is the name. Famous Baal Shem Tov, Pnini HaChasidus, the Osios HaPnimios of Neshoma, what lay at the core, the Etzem Hus of the Neshoma, the Osios HaPnimios, the inner letters, of course, are Shin Mem, comprising the word Shem, that is the essence, what lay at the core of your Etzem HaPnimios, your Nekudas HaPnimios, the Neshoma, is your Shem. The Goyim descend from Cham, an Indian of Chamimus, like the Maral explained, in Gur Aryeh, an Indian of Chamimus, of Taiva, of passion, of heat. And the other Goyim, the better Chilik of the Goyim, they descend their scions of Yefes, Lush, and Yofi, and we come from Shem. We come from Shem because Shem is a person of the essence. He focuses on the Nekudas, HaPnimius, and everything. We are people of Pnimius, Mamela, we descend, we are scions from Shem. Brachus Dav Zayin Amad Beis Amram Yoichan Amenayin Deshma Gorim, your name tells us all about what's going to take place. The Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Hazina, it used to be that we could discover everything from the name. We wouldn't even need an Urim Metumim, Zok the Medrash. We could see your Tachlis Achaim, your Iker Tavkid is alluded to as Maruma is already ensconced in the very name that you were given. The Arizal Sefer Gagulim, the one time that your parents are blessed with Ruach HaKodesh. Chedush Arim, Shom, there you are. We can find you in your name. Osio Shom, Osio Shem. Rav Hirsch, Precious, Parag Beis, Pasuk Yates, Shom, there is your place in the world. Your Tavkid is alluded to in the name. When it comes to people, first place we go, let's turn to their names. When it comes to a Yontif, first place we go, we want to understand the Avonos Hayom. We want to understand the Nekudas HaPnimius. What is Chanukah all about? First place we go is the name. And yes, many Hasidish Sfarim will mention the idea of Chanukah's association with Chayin, it's a lotion of Chayin. We talked about that association, that correlation of Chayin and Chanukah, predicated on the Megala Amukos, who writes that Yosef is connected to Chanukah, that the first Shlomo for Adamsk, who writes that Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik, that's the Os Tzadi. The Os Tzadi stands for Tzidkus, Menrush, Osios, Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos, Kavdal, Adam, and Aleph, and the Os Tzadi is Gematria 90, Yemakolel, that's Gematria Chanukah. The idea of 89, 90, Yemakolel, it's Yosef HaTzadik, writes the Megal Amukos, Vayitim Loas Osnos, is Gematria Chochma times 7. Yosef was given Osnos by Potiphar, that's Kenegan the 7, Konei HaMenaira, that's 7 times Chochma, that is the Menaira, that's Yosef HaTzadik, Ovadja Perk Alaposu Yudches, Vahi Beis Yaakov Laish, Beis Yosef Lahova, he is the tip of the flame, he is the Menaira Be'etzem. Yosef is the Koach of Chanukah, he's the one who is Malachain. He is the one who inherited the Rochel's Yefas Torah, Yefas Marah that we read about in Parshas Vayetzi, Chavtes Yud Zayin. That's right, the Rochaim HaKodesh is the Bechin of Chayin. Yosef inherited Chayin, that's the Indian of Chanukah, that's the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, Kamacha 156, is the Zeh Le'uma Zeh also Lukim, based on Kohelis, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Gedalim, who represents the Tzad Shekenegat of Greece, that is Yosef. Yosef yields 156, writes the Hele Gemenei Yisoskor, Tzielamel Shapiro Medin, of Antiochus, who is the Tzad Shekeneged, he was the Melech of Yavam, and thus Antiochus himself is Gematria 156. He's the Melech, Melech backwards Kulam, he is the Ma'achid of the Am, he embodies all that Yavam represented. Melech Yavam, writes the Bnei Yisosko, likewise is Gematria 156. The Melech of Yavam was Antiochus, 156, and who's the 156 to battle them? That's Yosef HaTzadik, which of course is, writes the Sforim HaKadoshim, Yosef Ishem Avaya times Vav, that's Bechina of the Vav, the Os Emes, Yosef HaTzadik is the Hemshech of Yaakov, Eilatonus Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is Havaya times 6, Kamacha 156, that's Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzad Shekeneged, Avanti Yochus of Melech Yavon. He's the one who brings us back to Yerushalayim of old, the Yerushalayim Yeratika is what is Tzion. Tzion is, when you have Yavon by itself, it's merely Yud Vav Nun. But if you juxtapose the Os of Tzidkus, the Os of Tzadi, Tzadik, to the Yavon, what do you spell Tzion? Who brings us back to Yerushalayim? Who gives us back the Beis Hamikdash, the highlight of what Tzion was all about? It's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is joining the Tzadi of Tzidkus to Yavon. That spells Tzion. And of course, no coincidence that Tzion itself is Gematria 156, because that is Yosef. Yosef is the Koach of joining the Tzadi to Yavon. 156, can again, the 156 of Antiochus and Melech Yavon. Thus, where did it all start? Yosef is sent down to Goshen. It's when he's sent down to Goshen. And he separates from the Shtufis Ima, from the land that's inundated, saturated with snus, with perversity, with depravity and corruption. When you go down to Goshen, that's the first time the Yidden were surrounded by Goyim, and they decided we have to separate, we have to deviate, we have to cling steadfast onto them. The defining traits of the sense of Jewish ethnicity. Loshino Hashemam es Mabushim es Loshonim. Where do we go? To Goshna. Writes the Bnei Yisoschor. No coincidence that Goshen is Rosh Hateva's Nes Gadol Hayasha. That's Chanukah. That's Goshen. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Melo, Megillas Antiochus, they want to target Milo. Milo's the one. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that separates us from the Goyim around us. Yosef HaTzadik is, of course, a koach to battle Yavam. So Yosef is Malachain, and thus we find the reference and allusion to Chain already in Osios Chanukah. In addition, Chanukah spells the word Chinuch, right? To many Chassidish Sfarim, there's clearly a correlation between Chanukah and Chinuch. Notice, right, the Sfarim HaKadoshim over and over again, Ubo v'nachal et vir beisecha, b'rei vino, this constant on Goshen Bonim. We refer to Klai Yisrael as Bonim. Who's the one who brought the Musig, the very concept of Bonim, into Klai Yisrael? Who's the guardian of continuity, of Jewish perpetuity? Who's the one to give told us to Yaakov? Yaakov produces Mitasa Shleima. Avram, his grandfather, gave us Yitzchak, but he likewise gave us Yishmael. Yitzchak gives us Yaakov, but he also gave us Esav, the Rasha, who's the first one who gets rid of all the Tuma, all the Klipas, all the Zuhaman. He's left only with Mitosu Shleimu, with Yirbe Tzadikim, Gemurim. That's Yaakov Avinu, but there's one way out of the Shem Yisrael. Writes Rav Hunder, in many places, Pachad Yitzchak, in Pesach, Maimer Memtes, in Chanukah, Maimer Hey, in Sukkos, Maimer Yirbeis, in Rishim Eslev, in Sukkos, in other places, that Yaakov's Nekudas Avos was Mitosa Shleima, Ayyadeze, Yisrael Shechota, Bishechota, Yisrael Sanhedrin, Mdallar, Man Aleph. Once a Jew, always a Jew. You can't get rid of the shame Jew. You can't uproot from your midst the shame Yid. You're branded Keilu, you're Yisrael. Once you're Yisrael, you can never uproot from your midst. You can't be Mafki of the shame Yisrael. I but there's one way out. What's the one way out? If you marry a guy, the status of the Vod goes Bosaraim, goes after the mother. Mela, the child, is not going to be Jewish. You can't ever rid yourself. You can't divorce yourself of the shame you saw. It's been branded, embedded, engraved into your being, into your core essence. You can never jettison this title, this lofty appellation called Yisrael, but you can rob it from your children. If Chalila v'chas, you marry a guy, the ensuing offspring will not be Jewish. Who's the one to bring in that koach into Yiddishkeit, to stem the tides of assimilation, of intermarriage, and embed within us the koach to withstand the temptation to have relations with a guy, with a shiksa, who's the first one who brought the koach into the world? Yosef HaTzadik, of course, was the one tested with the maisa, being seduced by a goyish woman, by a shiksa, and he overcomes the nisayin with the help of Yaakov Rod, the Musta Yukinashul Aviv, and he brings the koach implanting into every single one of us, into the fiber of our core being, our core essence, the ability to withstand the temptations, the lure, the seduction of intermarriage, of assimilation and acculturation. Yosef makes the chilek, and Yosef brings the tikkun to Dina. Dina went out to see Liros Bebenos Haaretz. She went out to scrutinize the daughters of Arzias, of Chumrias, of Gashmias, Mina and Gemina. She's raped by Shechem and Hamar. Yosef HaTzadik is now in a similar situation. He's being abducted by somebody from the outside, from the Umas HaOlam. And what does he do? He overcomes the Nisayon. And where does it take place? He gets a Shechem Echad Yeser Lachiv. Dina was raped by Shechem ben Hamor. Shechem, the shoulder, the beginning of the Binyan HaGuf, the beginning of the Inyan of Gashmi, of the Adam, the Aschalt of Binyan HaGuf, he's the son of Hamor, the donkey, the symbol of Mara writes of Chumrius, of Arzius, of Gashmius. He is the Nasi Haaretz, the Nasi is the prince of Arzius, of Chumrius, of Gashmius, of mere mundane materialistic pursuits. That's what he's all about. Dina went out to see daughters of Arzius, of Chumrius, Minya, Kenning, and Mida. On her amazing Madrig of Tzikas, she gets raped and abducted by those very people. But Yosef is going to bring about the Tikkun Ramela Vayitin Lois Osnos. That's Gematria Chochma times 7, connected the 7 Kone Achochma. Yosef gets Osnos. Osnos, of course, was the daughter of that union of Shechem and Dinah, and Yosef marries that offspring. No coincidence that the whole Maisa took place, because Yaakov put Dinah in a box. It all happened because he put her in a box. The first person that gets put in a box is Dinah. And when Yosef brings about the Tikkun by overcoming the Nisayon with Ashes Potiphar, and now he's Mesakin, all that took place, he gets a Shechem Echad Yeser Lachim. He gets buried in the city of Shechem because he bought the Tikkun full circle. He ends up marrying Osnas, the very donor of that relationship. And we close Sefer Bereishis with what three words? Vayechi concludes, Vayisim Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim. He too gets put in a box because he bought it full circle. The job is complete. The Tikkun is done. Yavon, they attacked us, not only to swallow us up, absorb us into their midst. They were Pashtu Yodam and Mamona Bibinosehem. Yosef is the tikkun for that. Yosef, Megalamuka says this Kenegan Chanukah, Teferes Shlomo, Gematria Chanukah. Yosef, Vayitin Loas Osnos. Yosef is Goshenon, Eskadol Ayasham, he's Tzion, Tzani, and the Yovan, he's 156. Again, Antiochus, Melchiyobu, 156. So it's not only the Remes to Chayin, it's also the Remes to Chinuch. The whole Indian Abbi Machanich, the next door, preserve the sense of Jewish status, of Jewish ethnicity. Ela Thomas Yaakov Yosef, Zakhtov Hudner, Zakhtov Shlonim Rebbe, Yeshiva Sholom, Zakhtov Samarov. In his Divrei Yoel Parshas Vayeshev, Ela Todos Yaakov Yosef, who gave Todos, who gave children to Yaakov? It's only because of the amazing koach that Yosef implanted, that he ingrained, imbued into each and every one of us the ability to not assimilate, to not intermarry. He's the one who gave the Musig Abanim, Ela Todos Yaakov, who ensured that there would be Todos born to Yaakov. That is Yosef, writes Rav Hunner, the Slan Merebbe, the Samarav. That's Ela Todos Yaakov Yosef. That is the Indian of Todos Yosef, the guardian of Jewish continuity. He's not only Babachin, he's Bebechinas Chinuch. It's an Indian of Chinuch Abonim. It's Ubo Vanecha Lidvir Beisecha. It's Uvnei Vonim. It's all about Bonim. Be Machanich the next door. Be Machanich the next generation. It's the Indian of Chinuch who gave us the ability to have a next generation, to be Machanich the ensuing offspring. The Koch of Yosef Atzadik. Once again, Yosef is Chanukah. He is Chen and he is Chinuch. In addition, we mentioned Shalashudas time. We know that if we put it all together, Megillas Antiochus and all the Midrashei Chazal, in the end of the day, we look to Allah Nisim to find what were they really focusing on. And Chazal, Anshei Knesset Gedolah, clearly turned the spotlight on. Lashkicham Torasecha Lavira Mechukei Rasenacha. You could subsume all these things, Roshavos, Roshchadish Mila, and the end of the day, Achreika Chosakol, you can encompass them all under the heading, the rubric, Lashkicham Torasecha. They want us to forget the Torah, Yovan, that's Choshech, the Yovan Shech Shichu Eneim. They want to be Mashit. They want to darken our eyes. They don't want us to learn Torah. They want us to forget the Torah. Mela, who are the ones to battle them? They went to be Matami, the Beis HaMikdash, but they also went to be Mashkiach, the Torah. Who's the one to battle them? Sucked. And Maral, in this Kedusha Agadus and Kedusha Ayin Amad Beis, the union of Zosa Bracha Paraklam and Gibbo Posig Yud, Yerushatech Yisov, Sarosch Yisrael, Yerushatech Yaakov, Sarosch Yisrael, who are the ones who are the Rosh Hashivas? That's Levi, that's the Kohanim. Levi, Sheva to Levi, writes the Rama Mephorish Nechus of Anazor and Paraklam Alacha Gimel. Avram taught the Torah. He started the whole era of Tyros, and Sanhedrin, Tzadi, Zayim, and Aleph, Avodah Zarah, Tessam, and Aleph. And then Avram gave it over to Yitzchak. And then Yitzchak gave it over to Yaakov. Yaakov gave it over to the Yud Beis Shvatim. But he gave it over. He was Mineu Levi, the Rosh Yeshiva. And he was Mavda Levi from Sharbonim. And he made Levi the Rosh Yeshiva. Levi became the Rosh Yeshiva. That's Machane Leviyah. He was moved off from everybody else. He had his own Machane. The only one not to work. The only one not to get a Nachla with everybody else to clash. Because he is my Nachla. He is my Chelek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He does my avoda. That's what he does all day long. Mamela writes for Shimon Schwab and Mayim Beis Shoeva writes for Moshe Feinstein Drash Maisha. When we count clients, so we count them from the ages of 20 to 60. We have to wait until a bachur is 20 years old, then we can see. Well, you're 20 years old. Well, now, what's your life shaping up to be? Ready for second phase? Phase number two? Avos Perkei, Mishnah Chafala, Ben Yesum, Lirdov. Some Perushim say Lirdov Achre Isha. Some say Lirdov Achre Mezainas. You got to start your own household. Explains the Arizal. Granted, the Gemara says in Kedusha Chavtes Amad Beis, and we know Ben Shmon Esrei L'Chupa, but stated in the Gemara Kedusha, when you get to 20 Tipa Chatzmoisav, it's time for your bones to blow up. You start searching for the Shinuch at 18 years old by 20. If you weren't interested in starting that new phase of life, Tipa Chatzmoisav, your bones blow up. Writes the Ariya Kaddish in the Kutei Ashas, why dafka do your bones blow up? Because the whole lineage of getting married is you got to look for the lost bone, you got to look for the lost rib. If you're not interested in securing and going back to find where's my lost bone, you don't care about your bones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your bones are going to blow up. You don't care about your bones. You don't care about missing your bones. You need to fill that void. If you can't get the missing bone, then the bones inside your body are going to blow up, right to the Arizal. Again, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, 23 years old today, is like 20. Different shitas. If you're learning, Yilomi Torah, Kachisish, without getting into the Diyan. But that's Shmon Esrei, that's 20. A Yid, a Jew, a regular Jew, we start counting him at 20. He's starting out phase number two in his life. It's time to get married. It's time to make a living. Turn your own livelihood. So we can only count you at 20. Let's see what type of person are you. What type of home are you setting up? And by his name, let's see what it's all about. But writes Rav Moshe, writes Rav Shimon Schwab, a Ben Levi, we count them, he Ben Chodesh Lamala. Why? Because you're living in Machane Levi. Your whole life is all Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash. It's Torah, Avodah, Yirah. There's nothing. You're not involved in business. You're involved in anything. You don't see all the Norish guy going on in Machaneh Yisrael. Your whole life is Kula, Torah, and Avodah. If that's what your whole life is all about, we can rest assured. We can count you as an upstanding member of your respective Shevet. The second you're Ben Chodesh L'mala, we have to deal with Shabbos Keflam and Eim and Beis that your Becheskes and Eifel and miscarriage until you're 30 years old. You're not called a Ben or a Bas, writes the Vilna Gaon, until you're alive here in the Shul for 30 days. Once your title of Ben or a Bas respectively, and you're a Ben Chodesh, we don't have to wait until 20, a Shevet Levi, you are set to go. That's it, that's your life. You're the Chelek of Hashem, you're His Nachala, you don't need a portion inheritance in the land, you belong to God. You are Levi, Lashem Neschabrus, you're constantly Dovak, constantly Neschabr to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem belongs to you, you are His Avodim, in His Makam HaAvoda, Shevet Levi will catch him, Mechonish Lamayla, comes along Yavan. And Yavan wants us to forget the Torah. Who are the ones? Yoru Mishpatech al Yaakov, Saras al Yisrael, Zakrashi, and Zosa Brochel, and Megibo Yud, Hein Ru'i in the Kach. Who are the ones who are the most ready to teach over the Torah? Yumalam and Vomam, and Adir Masik Shmais and Levinuchasa. Who are the ones separated to become the Rosh Hashivas that Sheva Levi? The ones who are going to fight Kenegi Lashkicham Torasecha are going to be the ones who represent the Liman HaTorah, the ones who are the Rosh Hashivas, the ones sitting and learning. And the Rambam writes in Uchashvita Vyoba Perk Yud Gimel Lacha Yud Beis, Levi was Nivdal to sit and just learn to be the Rabbi. Yoshiv to be the Chaim Kenevsky's, and concludes the Rambam Milcha Shvita V'Yovel and Olacha Yid Gimel Perek Yid Gimel. Everyone who wants to sit and learn can be called Sheva Levi. The ones to fight Yovan Chanukah time are going to be the ones who embody, represent the Torah better than anyone else. Yisachar, you're right. They're El Melim. They're the Masmidim. And Yehuda, Sanhedrin, Hayim, and Aleph. They're the Machokeke. They enforce the din. They enforce the Ra. Yehuda himself sat on the basin with Abram, with Yitzhak and Yaakov. They enforce the din, and they'll also go ahead and be Mora Hara. And Yisachar's the Mas. But who's the Rosh Yeshiva? Yehuda will set up the yeshiva. He's the melech. The king sets it up. The Panovich Rav sets it up. And Rav Shach becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. Right, so Chaim Kanevsky. It's the melech who sets up the yeshiva. But who's the day-to-day Rosh Yeshiva? That is Levi. You're fighting the Torah. You're coming to Ashkicham to Asecha. It's got to be the Kohanim from Sheva Levi who are going to wage the war with you. It's all about what? Again, we go to Chinuch, but yet from a slightly different perspective. Chinuch Abanim, you're giving over the Torah. Who's the one to preserve Ashkicham to Asecha and to be Mamshech and to be Mekayim the world? That's Levi giving us the Torah. They're the ones, Levi, Kohanim, to fight against Yavon, again in association with Chinuch. So it's about Chen, it's about Chinuch, but when all is said and done, we're not making use of the whole word. And thus, Achareka Chosakol, the Hasidus Shesfarma right, it's all about Chen, it's all about Chinuch, and those are certainly integral, pivotal aspects to what this Chag is all about. But it's not the whole picture. If it was named Chanukah, we have to still talk about the entire word. That's the entire name. So what's pshat in the name Chanukah? We have a tour, Aran al-Arif, the Gemara Shamas Chafal from the base, the Kobo, Sim Memdalid, other Rishonim as well. What's the name of Chanukah? Chanu b'chafhe. They rested on Chafhei. We're making use of all the letters. It's about the Jews rested, Chashmonam, everybody, they rested on Chafhei. Explains the Prichonosh, the Lavush, and the Chidon is Berke Yosef, or Chaim Simtov Reshayim. What's the idea of Chanu B'chaf? Hey, they rested from the Machoma on day number 25. A different aspect, a different perspective, is the Bach, the Bayis Chodosh, as well as the Marshon Chedusha Godos, often art on the Gemara and Shams Chafal from Beis Machanakal. They write, it doesn't mean they rested from the Machoma. It means that while the lights are kindled, when the lights are aflame, then your Chanu, you rest. Your Chanu B'chaf, hey, you rest on the 25th day. Take it easy. Don't do any malacha. That's Chanukah. So there you have it. Touches on Chayin, it touches on Chinuch. But what's Chanukah all about? You have a tour, a Ran, a Kobo, a Levush, a Prichadosh, a Bach, a Marshad, the Tzadoshov, the common denominator is what? It's all about Chanukah B'chaf. Hey, they rested on day 25. So what's Chanukah about? They rested. They took it easy. And what do we do in yeshivas? Yeshivas, we talk about Chanukah's Torah Shabbat Pev, and it's a time of learning. What do we do? Everybody go off, leave second Seder early, go back home on light, go on to Yulim. We have the Marshal, the Mishabura, go ahead and be Marbik, Tzas, Besuda. It's all about Torah, Torah, Torah. What do? We take it easy. We go on vacations. Schools are let off. This is Chanukah. This is Chinuch. It's all about Chanukah B'chaf. Take it easy, rest. We rested from the Machama. That's the name, that's the core essence of Chanukah. It's all about we took it easy, we rested from the Machama. That's the highlight of the day. Or better yet, when we light the candles, we take it easy. We don't do any malach. That's Chanukah. What does that tell me about Chanukah? Better yet, let's go to the Avu Jerom. Other Sfarim also bring down this idea, but the first one is Rabbi David Avu Jerom and his Perush al HaTfilah. Chanukah is Rosh Hatevis, Ches Neiros. The Halacha Kebeis Hillel. Machloek is there in the Sugya Gemara Shabbos. Do we go up? Do we go down? Malam HaKadosh Shem Aridim. We pass Kebeis Hillel. Comes along, they have a drum. What's Chanukah, Rosh Hatevis, an acronym? Ches Neiros, the Halacha Kebeis Hillel. There you go. That's Chanukah. So yes, the Shibula HaKad, others will say it's a Remes, Bi'alma, but Sof goes home. And do you know any other place where we have any other chag, any other yontif, that we go out of our way to say we want to know we're paskening Beis Hillel? I know we're paskening Beis Hillel. How many? We have a sugya in Erev, in Yigim, Lamed Beis. We have the sugya Brochus, Yid Aleph, Amen Aleph. Anyone who does that, Be'achalmei, it's Eidam in a Mishnah. Yeah, even Chayim Misa in certain cases. I know we're paskening like Beis Hillel. How many Gemaras and Shas do I need? And over here, it's not even enough. But I want you to know, not only are we paskening Beis Hillel, which is a anocha pshuta, that's a given already, it's axiomatic that we paskening Beis Hillel, but I have to put it not only into an aspect of the holiday of the chag, but I'm encoding it within the very name itself. Chanukah is Ches Neiros Halacha Kebeis Hillel. And what about Beis Shammai? They're not going to feel too good about this. Beis Shammai, I'm sorry, you have nothing to do with Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't say, why? Why is this the only place? Tell me, Lefinius Naiti and Kol Torah Kula. That we go out of the way and in the very name itself, and it's in Abu Dhrom, we're talking about Gedolei HaRishonim will bring it down. And others bring it down as well. We have later day Poskim will bring it down. So I understand when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simur Kuf Lametes and Sepalov and the Mishnah Berurah and Or Chaim Tefrei Shain and Sekon Zayin, they're going to talk about Chanukah's Indian of Chanukah's HaMezbeach and it's Chanukah's HaBayis, and again that's Indian of Chinuch, and those are all integral, and that's clearly pivotal, and that's why it's in the name, and that's why it's alluded to in Chinuch, and it's consecrating anew, and it's the new inauguration of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan Gevalik. That is Chanukah. But we have to contend with all the letters. Here we have a Ches Neiros Halach Yabeis Hillel, the only place to call to Kula. I want you to know about Paschal Yabeis Hillel. What does that have to do with Chanukah? So perhaps what's going on is as follows. To understand Chanukah, we have to understand Chodesh Kislev. After all, Chodesh Kislev is the Achana for Chanukah. Chanukah is Chanukah Chofei, but we have 24 days until we get to day 25. And it's all taking place in the context of an avodah of Chodesh Kislev. So what is Kislev all about? Well, where do we go? We go to the Sefer Yetzirah. We go to the very beginning. Now we know that when it comes to the Gimel Regolim, the Shalosh Regolim, we've quoted many times, the Torah, Hilchos Hashchodesh, and Arachayim, Tzimtaf Yadayim, brings in the name of his brother, a similar Nusach, he finds the Vilna Gaon, in Adar Saliyo, Parshas Bolak, Madura, Tzilisah, that Avram is going to get Pesach, because he offered the angels Lechem Ugas Matzis. And Yitzchak is going to get Shavuos, because they blew from the Shofar, of Elo She Yitzchak, B'Shas Matan Teira, and Yaakov is Sukkos, because Yaakov Nasa Zekosel, and Mekanei Masa Sukkos, so Yaakov is Sukkos. And comes along in Sfas Emes, Swat Shemini Yatzer, Shemini Yatzer, Shemini Yatzer, Moshe Rabbeinu, comes along in Megala Mukos, and Chanukah is Kenegan Yosef. So very good, I have all these days, all these beautiful associations. And the Sefer, the tour goes on to say that the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Yud Beis Shifteka, correspond to the Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana. 12 months of the year correspond to the 12 Shvatim. We mentioned the Radal and Perkin Lazar, chapter 45. One of the many reasons why women celebrate Rosh Chodesh. Why is Rosh Chodesh more theirs? Based on the Yerushalmi and Tainis, Vachulei, they don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. It's theirs. One of the many reasons offered is because the Chodoshim were given over to the Shvatim. Shvatim messed up with the Chet Egel, since they were connected Rosh Chodesh, and the men messed up by giving over the jewelry to the golden calf, and the woman did not. Mela, what was taken, given originally to the men, was now stripped from them. The Rosh Chodesh that was given to them was now given over to the woman. So it's really the woman of each respective Sheva, which now corresponds to that Rosh Chodesh. But I'll call upon him, the Torah is, the Yud Beis Shvatim corresponds to the 12 months of the year. And in essence, Yaakov Vina really corresponds to the 12 months of the year. We have a fascinating Megala Mukis in Madura Shania, and Parshas Truma brings down the Rokeach's Sodei Razia. And the Rokeach, Elozer Rokeach, writes in Sodei Razia, Yaakov is Gematria 182. When we see a manifestation of Yaakov 12 times a year, 12 months a year, 182 times 12 is what? Is Gematria 364. 364 days of the year, that's the solar calendar year. That's the Megala Mukis. There's also Havaya, 26 times 2 is 52. Kenega the Nun Beis, the 52 Shabbosis Hashana. But a Kopan writes the Megala Mukos, when you double over Yaakov, that's the solar year, that's the Megala Mukos. Zok the Megala Mukos, so that's Yaakov Avinu, but Avada, it expresses itself when you spread it out over the course of 12 months a year, those are the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. Why not 365 days of the year? Because one day a year we don't think about Yaakov Avinu, that's based on the Arizal. Each day of the year corresponds to one of the Los Haseis in the Torah. Tishvav, Yaakov is the Omer HaTorah, Yaakov is Tam Yoshev Olam, we don't learn Torah on Tishvav. Tishvav is Vayika B'Kaf Yerecho. Tishma, we don't think about Yaakov Avinu. We only think about Yaakov in the Torah 364 to 365. So we have different Ramosim of Yaakov to the year, but the rights, the Torah, it's the 12 Bonim, the Yud Beis Shiftei Kal, who correspond to the Yud Beis Chodshei Hashanah. How they matched up, we don't see Mefurish and Sefer Yetzirah. In a Perakei, the Vilna Gaon in his beer on Sefer Yetzirah tells us how to match them up. We go now to Perakei and Sefer Yetzirah to Oz Tess, and we read as follows. Himlach os samach b'sheino, Hashem is mamlach the os samach when it comes to sleep. The kashalu keser v'tzorfen zebezev v'tzorim keshes ba'olam, the rainbow, and kislev b'shana. Kislev, the month of Kislev, corresponds to the rainbow, corresponds to sleep, and corresponds to the letter samach. Writes the Vilna Gaon, who is sleep? That's Binyamin. Pasuk says it was os abrocho uvein seifav shachein. He's going to dwell, he's going to sleep. The concept of sleep is associated with Binyamin. Writes the Vilna Gaon, Binyamin is associated with Kodesh Kislev. Pre-Tzadik as well, Ratzadik HaKohen, in his Drush, and the Pre-Tzadik on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, he likewise writes that Binyamin is the one Keneged Chodesh Kislev. So if we want to understand what the avoda of Chodesh Kislev as Achana, Betur Achana, in terms of preparation for what Hanukkah is all about, clearly if it's Binyamin it corresponds, we have to understand what Binyamin's all about. And what was the Iker Maila of Binyamin? What was the Shmach? What's the avoda that Binyamin is meant to teach us, to impart to us, to take with us as a Hachana, as a preparation to Hanukkah? So let me bring you to Rav Abramel Shor in the beginning of his Sefer Alekaf HaLivov, just recently published. And he brings down the Medrash, it's Yeduatik and Medrash and Esther Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah and Esther, and Parashat Vav and Os Yud Beis. And the Medrash says, Rochel Tafsa Plach Shtika, she grabbed on, what's she holding on to? She's holding on to this idea of Shtika. She saw the gifts in the hand of her sister, and she's the one who was most anephis to her sister, and she keeps quiet. She doesn't raise any protest, she doesn't scream to her father, she doesn't scream to Leah, to Yaakov, she keeps quiet. Vishaska, Binyamin, Bina, Tafas, Bishtika. And he inherited this trait of Shtika. Tata, what's the raya? Because the stone in the Choshen that the Kohen Gadol donned, what was the stone that corresponded to Binyamin? It was the Yashpe, the Pasuk in Tetzaveh. And Yashpe is Yesh Peh Vishosek. The stone Yashpe is conjugation of what? Yesh Peh. He has a mouth and he keeps quiet. When did he keep quiet? He knew about Mechiras Yosef. He knew about Mechiras Yosef and he could have destroyed his brother's life. He could have taken revenge. After all, look what you did to my beloved brother Yosef HaTzadik. And he was supposed to be mobbing you and he swapped them and he only had two and I gave you the other ten and I named them all after Yosef HaTzadik. He loved his brother. Look at the pain you caused me. Why not seek some revenge, some vengeance against them? Have Yaakov go ahead and cast them aside, punish them, something. And he kept quiet. He was Tofis, the Plach of Shtika, and he never said a word. What's that? That's Yashpe. That's Yesh Peh. Who has the Koch of the Peh? That is Binyamin. And Shaul ben Manal, the grandson, really the descendant Shaul, Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Paragir Pasuk Dazayim, when his uncle asked Shaul, you just met with Shmuel, what did he tell you about? This is when Shmuel appointed him to be the Melech, and Estevara, Meluch Elohigalo, he didn't tell him, he kept quiet. And also, of course, Esther, and Mordechai and Esther, Shemini, they come from Binyamin. And what do we find in Esther, Magedis Moladata, V'yesamo, they kept quiet, they were Tofes, the Placha Shtika. Rachel, her Iker Galus, was not just the Mesirah's Nefesh. It's one thing to give over the Samanim, but then to keep quiet and never to raise a peep and never to raise a complaint or anything. That's the Galus of Rachel, the Shtika, the fact that she kept silent. Binyamin knew about Mechiras Yosef and he kept silent. And Shaul, who also was from Sheba Binyamin, he was given the Melucha and out the Anivus, the Tznius. He kept quiet. Esther as well. Esther and Mordechai, you got to keep quiet, you got to keep silent. That's the Midah of Shtika. And that's the ending of Yashpe, that's the ending of Yesh Peh. What does it mean to have a Peh? It means to know when to use it, when not to use it, when to control it. What is a Melech? Sanhedrin, Chesem, and Aleph, a Melech is called a Dabar. Dabar Echad, Bedor, Velo, Shei, Dabarim. Dibor writes the Chidol, writes the Maral, is an inner of Hanhoga, is an inner of Melucha. Why? Because I can control. How do I show that I control myself? Man is all about the Mave Zeldam. Man is in Tiboy and Tiboyu. Man is Beis Zayin Abrashis. speaking spirit. It's not enough to speak, to be classified as a medaber. You have to know when to speak and when not to speak. Beginning of Paragimel and Megillas Kohelas, there's a time to speak and a time to remain silent. You have to know when to open up the mouth. Who really is possessing a koach peh? Yashpe is osios, yesh peh. Who's really got the mouth? The one who has the mouth and the one who knows when to use it and when not to use it. That's the ikur galus of the one who has a bilus and a shlita over the koach peh. And that's Binyamin. He knew when to keep silent. That's Sholo, who descended from Binyamin. And likewise, Mordechai and Esther, they inherited all the yarshin from Rachel Imenu. They knew when to be quiet. Mamela, the whole Indian of shtika is thus associated with the Indian of tznius. Hatznei alecha simashol hokecha l'posik amicha. Tznius says, I am mutzna. I keep things hidden. Shtika is, ko yama gadati bin hachachom lo matzasi l'gup tov min shtika. The best thing in shtika is staying hidden. Someone who's utzanua be'etzem is someone who knows how to go and keep quiet. What do we find? Shol HaMelech was Nechba Mena Caleb. The Maran writes in our Chodesh and Megillas Esther that Binyamin was more shy at the Tznius than anybody else because he was the last son. The last son already is Mutzna B'Yoyser. How many words do you ever hear Binyamin reciting on the pages of the Chodesh? Where, tell me one phrase that Binyamin ever speaks. Tell me when Binyamin opens his mouth. It's come on ever. When does he speak? He doesn't really have much to say. Binyamin's quiet. He's the last. He's the youngest. He's Mutzna. No coincidence. Shamson and Haman Basil is four people that never sinned. Binyamin is one of the four people that never sinned in his entire life. Shamus 55b. But the Masri Yitzayan, Rima Taleo was never sholeit on Binyamin. Adam in Russian that say that Binyamin was zaychad to go b'chayim the Gan Eden. No tuma, no chait, no nothing. This is purity. This is all what? Ein habrocha metzuya, ela b'dabra me'asumei me'na'ayin. Where did all the bracha come? All the bracha came from the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the Beis HaMikdash built? Davka, in the chelek of Binyamin. All the bracha of the world comes out, writes the Chassam Sefer, Pelagdikas Chassam Sefer. How many people were in Sheva Binyamin? 35,400. Why? Because if you take the Mea Brachas B'Chayom, 100 blessings every day, recited in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Shefa comes from there, 354 days in the lunar calendar year, 100 Brachas a day, that's 35,400, that's how many people were in Sheva Binyamin. He is the Beis HaMikdash. He is the Kedusha in the Torah. He is Megillah Chavav. He's the one who says, my whole life I want to run to, I want to have the Ritzua. I know Yehuda's Malchus, but I want the Ritzua. Give me the Kodesh HaKenoshim. The Holy of Holies, the holiest place in the world. Nobody ever goes in there. What's the place that's the most Mechusa? What's the most hidden place in the whole world? The place that Be'etzim is Mechusil Mutzna. Nobody ever goes in except once a year the Kohen Gadol enters. That is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that belongs to whom? That is Binyamin. Beis HaMikdash built on Ritzua because Binyamin wanted it. Binyamin never sinned. Binyamin was Kedush and Tara. He is Tznius. He is a Tznei Alecha Simshon Lakecha. He barely ever speaks, barely ever opens his mouth. He knows when to speak and when not to speak. That's the Tznius, and that of course is the Anivus as well. So you have to know when to speak. And that's part of the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't know how to speak. Lo ish devar manoichi. I'm ish kva peh, I'm ish kva peh, mechmar loshon. Writes from Nachmei Breslov in the Kutei Maran, Kislev is Roshi Tevas, vayar Hashem kisar liros. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem saw that he went to see. He went to see what was going on with the momentous account of the burning bush. He went to see. He's interested. He wants to get close to the Shechina. Binyamin wants to get close to the Shechina. And Binyamin gets the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu goes from Lo Ish Devarim to the Ish Devarim. He is Ayyadei Nesimas HaTorah. Why? Because he was the Anov of Mikol Adam. Because of Anivus, because of Tznius, because he made himself low, because of Shiflus, because he was hidden, he was Mechusa. In order to acquire the Torah, to acquire Kedusha, Uli Anovim Yitain Chain. Who gets the Chain? You have to make yourself lowly, you have to make yourself an Anov. Hatznei Alecha Sim Hashem Elokecha, Anivus, Tznius, Shtika, they all go hand in hand. Memelo, Kislev comes on the heels of Chodesh Cheshvan. Cheshvan writes the Gron, his beer and Sefer Yetzirah corresponds to Levi. And all the Sfarim HaKadoshim write Cheshvan is Osios, is Loshen, Merashin Sfosei. The lips are moving. We daven so much in Tishrei that the lips are still moving in Cheshvan. The lips are moving in Cheshvan, but what's the next step? The next step is control the lips, control the mouth, control the Koach HaPeh. Say, Einachami, Cheshvan is Chodesh Levi. Who has the Koach HaPeh? Who has Shira Salavim? Who davens all the time? Who is the one singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is Sheva Levi, the Ramban of Balaischa, Parakas Pasachav. Hey, the Iker Avoda Levim was their Avoda Bashir. They're the ones playing the music. They're the ones singing. That's Cheshvan, Marash, and Svasei. Movements of the lips, that is Sheva Levi. But where before, after Levi, then what do we have? Binyamin. Binyamin writes the Gra, writes with Tzedek HaKohen, that's Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is, now you got to control it. That's Binyamin. Oh, the Evan of Yashpeh, Yeshpeh, you got to pay. You used it a lot. You used it in Tishrei. You used it so much that it's still the lips kept moving by themselves, so to speak. In Chodesh Cheshvan, you didn't even need any holidays. Why? Cheshvan is just merely the Hemshech of Tishrei. You don't need any new Yom Tovim, any new Chagim. There was such an impactful, a powerful, intense Tishrei. It carries over at the Cheshvan. The lips are still moving by themselves. The Talmud Chacham dies. Marasin's Fase. His lips are constantly moving. But what's the Mila now? What now do we have to do? You got to control the lips. That's Tznius, that's Anivus, that's Atznialachas, that's Shiko, that's Yashpe, that's Yeshpe, you have to control it. Thus writes the Sefer Eretz at Svi and Parshas Vayetze, Rav Gadol, Rav Avram Shor brings it down, that Kislev is Osios what? Kislo. You have a pocket. You put things in a pocket to hide them. To be Matzniya, to be Machasada. Kislev is Kislo. You have a pocket. Hide things. Keep them out of sight. Stay low and stay quiet. That's Binyamin. Binyamin is Kislev. When is the one time that whether you like it or not, we go and we can't speak anymore? When we go to sleep. When we go to sleep, nobody's talking. No one's speaking. Binyamin is Shena. He doesn't speak. He's Shosek. He's Tznua. When you go to sleep, what do? You cover yourself into a little cocoon. You hide yourself from everybody. You go under the covers. You go in the blanket. Now, some people just fall asleep in the middle of a rabbi speech, okay? Some people, they're not ashamed. Not ashamed. Right, the rabbi started a speech 2 minutes later. Half the people were asleep. He says, they go. He says, go wake him up. He says, what do you mean, rabbi? You put him to sleep, you wake him up. When we go to sleep, what are we doing? If you think about it, Batsam, every time we go to sleep, we're being matzniya. We go into a bedroom. We get under the covers. We go and assume the fetal position. We hide. That is sleep. That's shtika. And we don't say anything, right? Some people do talk in their sleep, and we have ways of working that out. But lamaisa, person doesn't sleep. Sheino, the Gemara says, Abrachas and Zayin is Echa Mishishim and Misa. Misa is called Wallo, Amesim Yaluka, Veloka Yodi Duma. You go into death, you descend into the abyss of what's of silence. You're not a Medaber anymore. You're a Domeim, writes the Vilna Gaon to Marleo on Iyud. That's Duma based on Rashi, Chagiga, Hayim and Aleph, and Brachas Yedchesim and Aleph. Duma is the Malach appointed over death. That's Duma because he brings you into the world of silence. You're not speaking anymore. Sleep is 1/60th, is a main, is a smidgen, a little snippet of death. You don't speak. Your mama shadomim. Who's that? It's Binyamin. Binyamin is Shena. And now back to the Eretz HaTzvi. What's the month of Kislev? It's Kislo. Put everything into the kiss. All of me, Kislo. Put it into the kiss. Hide it from everyone. Keep quiet. Be machasa, be matzniya. And what's the os, the letter in the chopes, osius, and alabes, it corresponds to the samach, the only letter that's fully enclosed. Cover yourself in. Enclose yourself in. Hide everything. Samach is the only enclosed letter. That's the ending of what? Stima. Enclose things. Keep them all shut. Keep the barriers all down. That's the idea of a samach, which of course is the os for sukkah. What is the sukkah all about? Sarah. She's called Yiska. Yiska Rashi, Nesichas, aristocracy, nobility. And she's Yiska. Kaidesh, Megillah, you give him an Aleph, you dull him an Aleph, but Sof Kol Sof, she is what? She's in the Sukkah, Kalkud, Masmach, Panima, Tehillim, Mehmeh, you dull it, she is, Ayei, Sarish, Techeni, Ba'oel, it's the Tznius that writes the Netzim and Hamek Dabar, she attained a greater Madriga than Avram Avinu and Nevua. Why? Because she was Ba'oel, because she was Tznius, Ein Abrochim, Tzigil, Ba'dabar, Saman, Ma'ayan, she didn't go out to all the college campuses in the world like her husband Avram Avinu did, that's what he was supposed to do, but Sof Kol Sof, Sari Mena reached a higher Madriga, Ruach HaKodesh of Nevua, of Devekis, Ruach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, she was all what? Bitsnius. Of course, the Gemara Megillah then, Rabbi Akiva. Sarah lived 120 years. So it's not Esther ruled over 127 Medinas. It's all about what? It's all about Tznius. It's all about Shtika. But who highlighted it more than anything else? Like the Medrash and Esther Rabbah and Vav Yerbeis, it's Esther. Getting it from Rachel Imenu, it is an idea of Samach of Sukkah, put yourself in the Sukkah of Sarah Imenu, and there's a connection, Sarah and Esther, the 127, based on the Gemara Megillah, Rabbi Akiva telling his Talmidim, waking them up, the 127 Medinas came as Schus, 127 years, but Sof Kol Sof, we see from the Medrash, that it all started, Be'ikah from Rachel, and she gave it over to her children, but Be'ikah to Binyamin. Binyamin gave it over to his descendants, to Shalom Melech, to Esther, to Mordechai Yishimini. That's the Placha Shtika. That's the spool of silence. That's what Shein is all about. You go into the world of silence, that's what the Osamach is all about. That's the month of Kislev. You just spent Tishrei and Cheshvan, Rosh and Tzfasi, the mouth is moving, now it's all about what? The Yishpeh. Now put the reins on it. Control it, know when to use it and when not to use it. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Medrash in Tofrei Shayin, Sifkon Zion. Brings down the Medrash, it's a Pesik the Ravosi, it's brought down in the Yalkut. Chanukah was payback. It was payback time. Because the Mishkan, of course, was completed Chafei Kislev. And the Mishkan should have been erected on Chafei Kislev. Ella what? Since this is the Makam Avoda, it's going to be built on the day of the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu, the Amma, the Pillar of Avoda himself, and Echav Nisan, so we're going to wait until Echav Nisan. And Chafei Kislev says, it's not fair, what about me? It really was supposed to be in this day, Hashem says, it's payback time. That means really the Mishkan, it was all Shaykh Ma'atzim to Chodesh Kislev. When does it finally manifest itself? Chodesh Nisan. And that's why the Sefer Yetzirah writes, the Vilna Gaon explains, Yehuda corresponds to Chodesh Nisan. That's the month of Malchus. That's Yehuda the Melech. Ata Yeducha Achicha. That is Malchus, and that's when after you learned the lesson of Kislev about Yeshpah, to put the reins on the Koch HaPeh, what is Nisan all about? It's all about Sicha, writes the Sefer Yetzirah. It's all about Higata Tol Vincha, Sefer Yetzirah Satzrayim. It's all about Halal and Hodah. It's all about Kol HaMarvel, Sefer Yetzirah Mezim HaShubah, Lef Samsefer, Apasach Lo, and Lel Seder, make yourself out like a female. The females speak 14,000 words a day, the males speak 7,000, different articles in Time Magazine, whatever it is, but the women speak more. And Lel Seder writes the Samsefer, Apasach Lo, make yourself into a female. This is Sicha. Al Tarba Sicha Misha. Don't speak so much. Lel Seder. Kalamar, the Sabbath, Reason, Reason, Meshuva. Speak all you want. What do you mean? Yes. It can only come after what? After I have a Chodesh of Kislev and I have the control of the path. When can it manifest itself? The Koach of what it's all about manifests itself finally in Nisan. That's when we actually build the Mishkan. That's when we build the Mesa Mikdash. That's all about what? Halil and Hadot. Well, those terms sound pretty familiar. Let's go to Shams Chafala from the base. My Hanukkah. And it all started with a miracle. And the miracle inspired the Chazal to do what? The Kavu Shmonish Ma'achek Eilu what? Lahodo Sul Halel. Hodo and Halel, all about Chodesh Nisan. You're right, it's about Chodesh Nisan. That's when the Mishkan came into being. That's the actualization of Tulasim. But when was it Bekayach? When was it given over Bekayach? It wasn't Yehuda brought it into the world. It was Binyamin who brought it into the world. It was Kislev, Kislev, which brought it into the world. It was the Osamach that brought it into the world. It was Shena. It was the month of Binyamin. That's when it was brought into the world Bekayach. This is a month, and this is Sman of what? Of Lahodos Ulahala. This is a time of singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's here B'Koach, and it will manifest itself on an altogether different Madrega come Nisan. Yovan went to attack the Tyro Lashkicham Torasecha. They wanted to get rid of the Tyro. Chazal say it already started V'Yika B'Kaf Yerecho, that's Gezeres HaShemad, that's also reference to Yovan and all the Golios. V'Yika B'Kaf Yerecho, they got us in the Yorach. Who's the one to be masaking the Yorach? Now we've spoken in the past about the ones to do away with an Esav. Sota Yud Gimel Amin Aleph Chushim Ben Dan is the one who killed Esav based on Taisus and Gittin and Haman Beis on the Yushami and Ksuvas with the combination of Yehuda assisting Chushim. Naphtali ran back to procure the deed and to disallow Esav's body entrance into Maros Machpelah. But Lamaisa Ein Esav Nofel Elo Miyad Banel Shel Rachel, and the Koach HaPnimi of course is Yosef and Binyamin. Esav, in this past week's parsha, he sent his malah sorshal Esav, and he got Yaakov. Yaakov indeed emerged the victor, but he got him in one place, the Koach Raglayim. And specifically, not only in the Koach Raglayim, but Yigah B'Kaf Yerich, he got him in the Yorech. He got him in what? The Yorech, which Chazal, the Zohar Kaddish also says, is not only Gezeres HaShemad, but it's a reference to the children. That's Bo Vanecha, that's Chinuch, who's the one to rectify Yosef, but it's Yosef with Binyam. The sorshal Esav got Yaakov in the Bechinas of the Raglayim, Bechinah of the Yorech. Who is the only one to preserve his koach haraglai? Everybody else bowed down to Esav. Everybody else bowed down. What's bowing down? You're meshabed. You give over. You subjugate your koach haraglai. When you bow down, you prostrate. You give over your ability to stand, and you bow down to somebody else's feet. Yaakov Avinu was punished, writes the Arizal, because he bowed down to Esav. He has to be in Iskago. Yaakov reincarnates as Mordechai. And Mordechai does what? Is the one individual who refuses to bow down. And we spoke about this regarding Purim. Purim is all about getting back to Koach Raglayim. Haman says, I want Mordechai to use his legs to walk me around town while I sit comfortably. I want to kill him by hanging. What's death by hanging? How do you kill a person by hanging? Put a noose and then you get rid of their stool. You don't allow them to stand. You remove from them their ability to stand. The male of the left hanging with a noose around the neck. It's all about the Koach Raglayim. I want everybody bow down. Nobody in all Tanakh, Nebuchadnezzar a little bit, but no one was ever mocked to bow down to me. Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to my statue, but Haman's the one individual in God's Tanakh. Everybody bow down. Give me your Koach Raglayim. I want the Koach Raglayim. I want to show that Esav stays the victor. I got you originally back in my Yishlach and your Koach Raglayim and your Yorach. I still have it. Mida keneged Mida, Haman gets turned in his face, ben hapuchu, he gets hung on the tree, he has to use his recline to walk Mordechai in town, and the whole Indian of Purim is ben hapuchu, he tried to get us with the Goral. Goral Gimel Reish Lamed, it's all ben hapuchu, bim hapuch osios, Goral Gimel Reish Lamed, what do you get? Regel, because Purim time he got the regel back, Zoktav Hudin Pachad Yitzhak in Purim. Maimer Lamedalad, that's why in Purim we danced like crazy, because we got the Koch Reglein back. But tonight I'd like to perhaps add the following. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was built in the shape of the Binyamin, not only because Binyamin wanted it more badly than anybody else, but because Binyamin was the only one not to bow down. Where's the one place in the world we bow down, we give Hashem our Koch Raglayim? Who's the only one to not bow down to anybody else out of all the Shiftei Kav, Binyamin? The one place we bow, Hanach Mekor Meshtach, when we hear the Shema Kodosh, V'anayram, we bow down in the Makom HaMikdash. It can only rightfully, it's only appropriately, in the place of Binyamin, he's the only one to not bow down. That means you're right, Esav, you got us by Yigav HaKaf Yerecho. But even though you got us in the Kaf Yerecho, Binyamin never lost his Koch HaYorech. He's the only one to never give over the Koch of his Yorech to anybody else. He preserved it. He didn't bow down. And he gets the Beis HaMikdash, Mina Keneged Mida, and that's the place where we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Binyamin. But notice the ending of the Yorech. Yavin, we said, wanted Lashkicham to Arsecha. How should Torah be taught? How should Torah be studied? We have a Gemara that appears in Maseches Yuma. Not only in Yuma, it's Gemara as well, Moi Katan Tazayim and Aleph. It's Gemara in Yuma as well, but the Gemara says Moi Katan Tazayim and Aleph. Chamuke Yerechayach. Ma Yerech Beseser, after Torah Beseser. Just like the thigh is hidden. Out of every part of the body that we could have highlighted the Musa, the concept of Tzinias, the Gemara, based on the Pasuk in Shirashirim, highlights what? Just like the thigh is Beseser, Yerech Beisha Erva, it has to be covered, the thigh. So the Yorach, my Yorach, Basesa, after Torah, Basesa. The Torah should be learned, Basesa, should be learned with an openness or open Tzniyas, Hatznei Alach Hashem Shom Lakecha. Who preserved this Bechina of the Yorach, that Dafke Minyomen, my Yorach, Basesa, after Torah, Basesa. What is Chanukah all about? Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, it's not Biksav. Purim, we'll celebrate, we got re-accepting the Torah, Shabbos Pechas and Reis, Kimah Bukiblu, Kimah Masha Kiblu Kvar, we'll re-accept the Torah. But Chanukah, the Iker, right, all the Sfarim is connected to Torah Shabbat Peh. What is Torah Shabbat? It's the Nister, it's that which is not written. And even when it is written, writes the Ramchal and Das Vunus. You know what we have many times in Shas, Chisur, Mechsev, Achi, Gitani, which the Mekumah Rashim Shana Shapoya says is alluded to, Ir Chamukah Yerechayach. A Yerech, a Thai, is Gematria Yud Reishchav, 230. There are 230 Chisuri Mechsevahs in Shas. Rashim Shana Shapoya writes. He has other unbelievable Ramazim and Yitzuchi Shamshan, Lakuti Shashanim, all about this idea. But writes the Ramchal in Das Vunus, and Vunus discusses this idea in the first line of Parchad Yitzchak and Chanukah. Torah Shabbat Peh is Chanukah. Because Yovan says, I want to take your Torah, translate into Greek. What's the battle really over? You're invisible. You're Torah Sanister. You're other hidden Torah. That's Torah Shabbat. But we have to write the Torah down. Rebbe saw people were forgetting it. So we have to go ahead and we have to write it down. Write them chal. Even when we wrote it down, we still left essential things out. 230 times in Chas, Chizur Meshach, something was left. What do you mean something was left out? Rebbe didn't know what he was doing. Chalil v'chas, of course he knew what he was doing. He was, and writes, that we explained on Shabbos, many different explanations, the name of the Vilna Gaon. Rosh Hashanah Boya says, I'll be Kabbalah. He bedavka left things out, the hint to so many sodas in Kabbalah, by having things left out in certain places. But the idea is what? The Yorach is hidden. There are certain times things are hidden to let you know, this is not the way it ought to be. The utopian state, the ideal state is that Gitun Samacham Beis Dvaru Shem HaPeh Yeshu L'Nei Masav. Things that are about pay are not supposed to be committed to writing. Elo what? People are forgetting the Torah. We have no choice. But even when we commit it to writing, we'll intentionally leave things out. So this is the way it ought to be. You still need a Rebbe. You still need a Messiah. Where is Chanukah on the pages of the Mishnah? Where is Chanukah on the pages of the Gemara? One little sugya, Masechta Shabbos B'Memalikim. Seven times Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnayos. No discussion, no Masechta. Why is there no Masechta? You know why? Because Chanukah is all about the Nistar. It's all about Chodesh Kislev. It's all about Tznius. It's all about Kislev. It's all about staying hidden. It's all about Binyamin. It's all about keep things quiet. Close the lips. Yesh Peh. Comes along. The Gemara says, Alama Nimshul Estel the Shachar Tilim Chabeis Ayelas HaShachar. Why is Esther likened to the Shachar? Lom lecha, ma Shachar, the daybreak is the end of the night. Ap Esther sub kol nisim. What do you mean Esther's the end of the nisim? Why get Chanukah? Chanukah is really the last nis. And for the Gemara, Nisnan, the Kosi, Kamrin, and I'm talking about that which is given over to be written down. Esther was given over to be reduced. Vori Ladoris also given the first part of Megillah. Chanukah is not Nisan El Nikase. Why? Because Chanukah is all about being hidden. Chanukah is all about the Mayerach Masesa of Devei Torah Masesa. The Chilik Asesa of Torah is the Torah Shrapeh. It's not written down. It's not the way it ought to be. It has to stay hidden. It's a little Nisan El Nikase. Using the Yisod of Matzadik HaKoim, where is this Gemara mentioned? Maseches Yuma. We've mentioned the Halig of Bnei Yisachar. Rosh Hashanah has a Masechta called Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkah is called Sukkah, and Beya, even though we call it Beya or Beitzot, first of all, the beginning of the Masechta, and we have a Gersh Hashira going in the Rashba calling it Maseches Yom Tov. But the Masechta that talks about Yom Kippur isn't even called Yom Kippur. It's called what? Yom. And it's not even called Yom. It's called Aramaic. Yuma. Why? Because we don't know what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is a hidden day. Alpi Sodi, Yom Kippur is hidden. We don't really grasp what Yom Kippur is all about. We're Rosh Hashanah. We can talk about it. It's tangible. Sukkah, May, all these things. Yom Kippur is what? It's just a Yom. It's Yom, and even then it's Yuma. It's Aramaic. We don't really know what's going on. It's Yuma. Where is this Gemara? Av Chanukah Lonei Lakosi, Davka counts and accounts in Sechas Yuma. Because Chanukah too is hidden. It's all about Torah Shabbat Peh. It's all about hidden, and in order to recognize the Hashivas of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is supposed to stay Baal Peh, which is supposed to be hidden, and the Torah is supposed to be hidden, you have to go ahead and tap into the Koch HaShiva Binyamin of Shtika, of Tzniyas of Atzniy Lechasim Shalakecha, of being quiet, of Binyamin, the one Shevet, who didn't give over his Yorech. He's the one Lechari Kenegan, Mayerech Beseser, of the Torah Beseser. He's the one not to give over the Koch of the Raglayim. He's the one to give us a Beis HaMikdosh, wherein we will then, and only then, give over our Koch HaRaglayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to be the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the Schelek, the Koch HaShakadosh, from the Torah, the symbol of all Kedush and Torah, of all Torah, Sinu, HaKadosh, and the Kodesh HaKadosh, that's Binyamin, that's on his Ritzuah, that's in his portion. That's the Koch of Binyamin, Kenega, the Koch of the Yarech. That's Torah Shabbat Peh, that's what Chisuri Mechsua teaches us. It's all about being hidden, it's all about being saucer. And that's the month of Kislev. So you're right, in the end of the day, Chodesh Nisan will be all about Nisan Gluyim. Will be all about Sicha, open up and speak, will be Marvel Safer, will be the actual inauguration and the consecration of the Beis HaMikdosh and of the Mishkan and Echa B'Nisan, the day that the Omen Havoda Yitzchak was born. But when did it come into the world? Binyamin was the one to bring it into the world. Binyamin is the one to bring it in B'Koach into the world, and it can only come in by Yerach Masisa of Dibri Torah Masisa. The one who has the Koach of the Yerach, the one who has the Koach of doing things Masisa of Atzalei Lachas, the one who has the Koach of Shika, the youngest one, who is the most hidden, who does come out the least speaking parts. He's a quiet person. Binyamin is Atzalei Lachas, he is quiet, and that's Kislev. That is the idea of Chanukah. Namelo. Chanukah is about Chen, it's about Chenach, and different aspects of Chenach. And it's about Yosef Atzadik, Yosef Keneged Chanukah. But the month corresponds not to Yosef, but to Binyamin. Because Binyamin's the Hachana. And it's Binyamin and Yosef working together. Yosef was supposed to be Imam B'Diyu B'Shvatim. He failed to do so. Gemara and Sotel, Amad Vav, Amad Beis. And Binyamin gives him 10 other children and he names them all after Yosef. Binyamin and Yosef, we know the connections. Binyamin and Yehuda, we know the connections. Keeping Klai Yisrael together, Klai Yisrael divides, Binyamin sticks with Yehuda. Chodesh Kislev, Chodesh Nisan. Binyamin is the Hachana, how to prepare for a Chanukah. Chanukah is what? Chanukah is when we have our place, we're going to show it off and we're going to light in the streets. But nowadays, Chazal changed, now we have to light indoors. Because if the Goyim are coming out and it's going to cause problems with the Goyim, then we have to go, it's Ne'alachas, then we have to go, we don't make a commotion, we have to go hidden, we have to go inside. The whole Indian of Chanukah is coming on the heels of 24 days of working through the Avodah of HaChodesh of Kislev. Of uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting the reins on the Koach HaPeh, Memela, after you work on that, and now you can celebrate a Chanukah, of course it's about learning Torah Shabbat Peh, but it was more about appreciating the Chashivas of Torah Shabbat Peh. And it was about appreciating it, how it has to be B'Seser, B'Tznias, B'Shtika, the Yesod and the Mida of what Binyamin HaTzadik is all about. It's Nachona, and they're going to celebrate it with what? Not with the time of learning Torah, the Hodesh Sil Hallel. After you worked for 24 days on Yesh Peh, on Binyamin, on the Koch HaPeh, and on knowing how to control the Marash and Sfasei, knowing how to control your Koch HaDibur, now you can go into Chanukah, now that you have a comprehend and appreciation of what Koch HaDibur is all about, now when you celebrate, it's celebrating my what? Purim's about dancing. This time it's not as much about dancing as much as what? Take the Koch HaPeh, and with the Koch HaPeh, the same Binyamin who kept quiet all along, but now it's about what? The Hodesh Sil Hallel, now you have to open your mouth and Hallel Nadot to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all about Hallel Nadot. It's a preparation. What's going to be in Nisan as well? Sakislev, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was supposed to be erected, was supposed to be consecrated then. That's when it came in B'Kayach. Hal Chanukah is Kavu Shmoni Simei Chanukah Elu, the Hodesh Sil Hallel. So Mamelu, we get back to our initial questions. Yes, there are references and associations to Chayin, to Chinuch, manifesting in different ways. However, Chanukah is Chanukah B'chafeh. They rested. That's the Yom Tov. They rested. They took it easy. That is Binyamin. That's Chodesh Kislev. Is what? Is Shena. Take it easy. Take it easy. Stop. Control. Shena. Tznius. Shtika. Keep quiet. Keep silent. Who corresponds to Shena? To sleep? That is the month of the Samach. That's the month of Binyamin. He's the one who writes the Vilna Gaon, who corresponds to Shena. Shena is, when we go to sleep, it's a time of Miso. Binyamin came into the world when his mother Rachel died. He already was associated from the outset with the Inyan of Miso. As his mother died, that's when he came into the world. Who has the most Shaychus to the Inyan of Miso? Binyamin, Shena, sleep is 1/60th of Miso. He already is toying this time of Miso. He keeps quiet, he keeps silent. Chanukah is about Chinuch, and it's about Torah. But it's about what? It's about staying silent. It's about resting. It's about staying at home, surrounded, O Samech. But Kabu, open up the mouth. Now that you have the Yishpeh, open up the mouth. But it's a time of resting. It's a time of taking it easy. Meila, Ches Yomim, V'alocha Kebeis, Ches Neiris, V'alocha Kebeis Hillel. And what do we know about Hillel? Hillel, of course, the Gemara says, an Erev in your Gimlam and Beis. Why do we Paskin Beis Hillel? Why do we Paskin Beis Hillel? Halocha Kebeis Hillel. The Gemara just got through saying, "Eilu ve'elu dilu kem chayim." Beis Shammai is right and Beis Hillel is right. So why do we paskin Beis Hillel? Writes the Gemara, "Chime achar she'elu ve'elu dilu kem chayim." Neim azocha Beis Hillel kavol locha kamaisam. Why were they zocha that the locha in every place follows Beis Hillel? Except for a few exceptions, Sukkah, Shammai's Masech Sukkah Gimel Manal. Taisus, there are a few exceptions. In general, we always paskin Beis Hillel. Why? The Gemara says. They were very easygoing. They took it easy. They were relaxed and they would take embarrassment. At any time they would learn their Torah, they would learn the words of Beis Shammai as well, the Lord. And furthermore, they would always put Beis Shammai first. That was Binyamin. Put everybody first. Keep quiet. That is what the Beis Hamikdash is all about. No coincidence that Hillel is Gematria 65, Gematria Heichel. That is what the Beis Hamikdash is all about. Hillel is Osios Hallel. Hillel is the Anov. Hillel is the Shofel. Hillel is the one who's all about Shtika. He keeps quiet, lets the other person speak first. He is the Anov. He is the Midah of Binyamin. That is the Beis Hamikdash. That's Heichel Gematria 65, Hillel Gematria 65. Out of all places to make a reference to Beis Hillel. Chanukah is on heels and it's coming in Chodesh Kislev. It's all about Kislev. It's all about Shena. It's all about the Osamech. It's all about being a Nistar, being Shosei. It's all about what? If we're going to highlight the Adivus of Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, this is the time to do it. Ches Neiros Halacha Kebeis Hillel. This is the one place in Kol Torah Kulo. We're going to spell it out. Halacha Kebeis Hillel. Why Halacha Kebeis Hillel? The answer is L'chayre, because Halacha, why would we come here in Halacha Kebeis Hillel? Because of his meet up. Tznius of Anivus, of Shtika, putting the other person first. That is the meat of Binyamin. That's what we do in the Beis HaMikdash. That is the Beis HaMikdash specifically in Shevet Binyamin's place. That's Halacha Kebeis Hillel. That is Chanukah. That's in Chodesh Kislev. That's the Avodah Sachodesh. Melo, it's a time for Hallel, it's a time for Hodah. Shmi Zaychem et Hashem to get back to the Beis HaMikdash, to spend all of our days in the Beis HaMikdash, giving over our Yerach, giving over our feet, the feet that wouldn't bow down to anyone else. Yaakov bowed down, Yisgalgal is Mordechai, he wouldn't bow down. Binyamin, though, is the Tikkun, the one place we bow down, that's the Beis HaMikdash. We bow down in humility and subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shevet Binyamin, that's in Hischelek. That is what Kislev is all about. We want to consecrate the Beis HaMikdash once more. We want to dance and be Meshavit and be Machani ourselves in Kriya and in Shtachavayu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we need to do? We need to not speak Lashon Hara. We speak Lashon Hara of Sin and Schino. Causes a Churban HaBayis. We need to go ahead and control the Koach HaPev, control the Koach of Halal and Adot, to use our mouths for the right reasons, and always B'derach Anivus and B'derach Shiflus, B'derach Tznius, B'derach Shtika, and Hashem will follow the Plach of Shtika of Rachel Imenu. It's Rachel who's going to bring about the future Geula. The Geula is born about Binyamin, but who's going to bring about the future Geula? It's going to be the tears of Rachel, who brought the Musik of Shtika into the world. That's going to bring the ultimate Geula. And then once again, we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in the portion of Binyamin HaTzadik. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicha to tap into that koach already this Hanukkah. Tzlach Rabba, Frein Lechen Hanukkah, one full night, one full week. This should be the best Hanukkah ever. Thank you so much for coming. Good night.